Four solid tips for getting started with Bible study. From the Inside BST blog, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Getting started with Bible study can seem overwhelming. There are 66 books to choose from and thousands of verses, not to mention the large selection of Bible study resources. But Bible study isn't as difficult as it may seem. In fact, millions of people around the world enjoy reading Scripture each day and discovering something new. To help you start your journey, here are four tips on getting into the Bible. We pray that as you study, God's Word will come alive for you. Tip number one, pray first. Before you read the first verse, take a moment to ask for God's guidance. Jesus said in John 14 that the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth and teaches us how to understand. We need Him to open our eyes to the meaning of Scripture so that it can transform our lives. Tip number two, don't get discouraged. Studying the Bible is a lifelong process. When you first embark on the journey, the landscape may seem unfamiliar or confusing even, but the more you read, pray, and study, the more you'll grow accustomed to the contours of Scripture. You'll see how books and ideas connect. You'll see the history of God's redeeming love. Be patient and keep at it. Tip number three, take notes. You're more likely to engage with God's Word if you make notes. When you have questions, write them down so that you can look for answers. And when you realize something about God's nature, write it down and study it later. Write out your prayers and thoughts. You can take advantage of BibleStudyTools.com to access notes from any computer, smartphone, or tablet. Tip number four, take action. The point of studying the Bible isn't just to accumulate knowledge. As the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews 4:12, Scripture is alive and cuts deep to transform. So read, take notes, pray, and let God use His living book to cause real change in your attitude. You'll be blown away by what He can do.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.